Emma, how is he?
Okay. It's not as bad as it looks. He's going to be fine.
Thank God.
Doctor says scalp wounds always bleed a lot. There's no fracture or concussion, just the bumps.
And where is he?
Well, Will's got him. He's coming now. We can take him home if we keep an eye on him. They've given me a list of symptoms to watch out for, but, well, they wouldn't let him go if they were worried.
Did they ask how it happened?
Of course. Told them, said it was an accident.
That's the truth, I suppose.
Maybe.
There she is. Look, there's your mum.
Oh, they put a dressing on his forehead.
Oh, hello, George. Are you feeling better now?
Here you are. I'll take him.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, poor lad. You've got a sore head, have you?
Come on, then. Let's get out of here. I just hope you both realise how lucky we are. So lucky.
Yeah.
It could have been so much worse. George, you might...
Yeah, I know. Don't have to tell me that.
Is that all you've got to say?
Okay, look, we both lost it.
Lost it? The pair of you scrapping away like animals.
It was wrong. I'm not denying that. I should have kept my cool. No.
Yeah. That goes for me too.
I'm just disgusted with the both of you. Not just with you. The whole business. We should all be ashamed of ourselves, me included.
Emma.
Well, we should. It should never have come to this.
No.
Look at us. The way we've been carrying on, squabbling like kids over who gets to have George, and... Well, now this happens.
Yeah, whose fault's that?
Ed.
Hey, you can't go blaming me.
I don't care whose fault it is. Listen to yourselves.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it all. It's time we grew up. Started thinking of what's good for George, not for us.
Yeah, of course.
I mean it. We can't let things go on like this. It has got to stop.